It has been such a day. Thank you for coming to my website. It has really been a day. A day of news that has me rocking from one position to the next. Often I ask myself, am I dreaming? Is this a dream? All of New Orleans is without power. You know, I've been waiting 3 months for my new front door to come in. I had this wooden door up on my house, and I took that iron thing off last year, especially with COVID. It's like I was in jail in my own house, so I have to pay for it. I put it on the Home Depot card. Bought one of those fancy doors with a design on it. Trying to enjoy it, but every time I think of myriads and myriads of black people, white people, all people, with our homes, everything swept away, wet up, filthy. No food, no electricity. Hospitals filled up with COVID patients. A great percentage of the population at each other's throats. Now blaming Biden for a 20-year war that a Republican. Am I dreaming? Is it a bad script that someone wrote? I can't rejoice. I love my front door. A young man just asked me, he called me, he said, what do you love about it? I was supposed to go to a men's meeting tonight, but I don't want to go and hear about trivial problems that people have, and all they have to do is own up to the fact that they're human. And, you know, my Bible told me in this life, I think Jesus was the one that said this, you will have tribulation. Oh, can I get an amen in the balcony? This is tribulation. This is the kind of tribulation that we used to think would only come in the last days of time on the planet. I haven't been doing webcasts because there's nothing to talk about. I'm pleased with what the Taliban government said in Afghanistan. They are going to turn back the clock on certain issues because of their traditions, and they have a right to do it. What we do here in this country, we bescuttle everyone's tradition, especially if we do not agree with it. I think that the anger, the racial divide that is happening in this country is growing and is becoming far more difficult than we've ever seen in the past, is because we've trampled down certain white people and black peoples and Indian peoples and all the peoples' monuments, sacred things. The pipeline could have gone around the Indians' land out of just sheer respect for the first American citizens of this continent. Damn! We can do better than that. We didn't have to knock down the statues of their Confederate generals on their horses in the town square. That's what built the town. The hell's the matter with you people out there? Talking about Black Lives Matter, and it's another group behind it just perpetrating riotous behavior in reasonable people. Come on! And this is the clincher that gets me. And all of the news that I've been watching, seeing what's going on in the world, very rarely do I hear a human being calling upon God. I see people going insane in airports, fighting people and attacking people in ways that I haven't seen. It's like, I mean, help us. Help us, God, help us. Help us, I know it. We all turned our back on God, you know that. Especially we Americans, we greedy. We just want to consume more and more. You might say, John, why did you spend $100 extra on a front door when the front door that you had locked? And it, people, let me tell you something about that front door that I just had taken off my house today. And you see the picture of it on my website. You see that? Because, and that iron door. Because the iron door was put on after I moved here and the rolling 60s Crips gangs came up. People's houses were being broken into. Children were being attacked. I had to put an iron gate up. Live through all that. I'm going through gentrification. I got nice little pebble rocks on my front lawn. And I'm spending money that I really, well, I'm going to spend it because I'm here. Please. And I'm an American. I'm one of the greedy Americans, right? I paid my dues. I worked 3 major jobs. Professor, pastor, and traffic officer. Then warehouseman. Man, I worked my entire life. I take a few dollars and I want to put a new door on the house. You know, somebody was asking me, they said, John, why don't you go, you know, go to Vegas, go somewhere this before the summer ends. And I said, go where? I live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I just got in my car a couple of days ago and drove through it, drove up and down Central Avenue, went by where the old Dunbar Hotel was. They took the logo sign off. And they got a black soul food restaurant there, serving the people outside and everything because of COVID. But as I drove through the old neighborhood and I drove down 41st, 2nd, and 3rd streets between Central and Avalon. Now, if you know anything about that area is now packed. And I drove through. That was on a Sunday afternoon. And I drove through it. There was nowhere for you to park your car on the street. There were at least one or two cars in each driveway of the house. Cars bumper to bumper. And the whole area is Hispanic, I'm assuming Mexican. And it enlivened my heart because I said, they're in there eating, having family, sleeping, and under. And when I look at America in the southern states, I see these hurricanes keep coming through, tearing up the city. I remember when Katrina came through. Could it be, I'm just asking a question, could it be that God is trying to tell us something? Yeah? Those of you that want to practice numerology, you can look that up and see if the numbers match. I don't know. I'm alive. I'm enjoying my life. I want to live until I'm beyond 100. If I'm well enough to take care of myself and get somebody to, you know, I don't know. I'd like to be here to see what happens. But it's looking pretty bleak right now. We are in, as I used to teach in the Bible, perilous times. And I just want to admonish you guys out there to trust in God the way you've known. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Because I'm not talking about going back into no religions and church and stuff. I'm not talking about that. I said, trust God for yourself. Trust in God for yourself. Give him homage and praise and glory in everything that you do. I've kind of eased up on that. I was thinking about that last night towards my daughters and everything, praying for them and my grandchildren. I haven't been doing it. It's selfishness creeped in my life. I used to be a lot more concerned about the people, especially the people that I know. I've become in many ways cold and indifferent. Why? I'm not going to say because other people were cold and indifferent against me. It's just a part of the human experience, I'm assuming. I know that I'm cold and indifferent, and that is not correct. Well, in my estimate, I don't think it's correct human behavior. But Adolf Hitler thought that it would be correct human behavior to wipe me off the face of the earth without even thinking about it. See what I mean? And so you have opposite ends of the spectrum. Are we, upon the finality of our days, here in this historical dilemma that we find ourselves in, that everything appears to be cracking up, falling apart. Man, if New Orleans is underwater like it was 16 years ago, and I remember Katrina, has it been that long? Oh, my God. It has. And Katrina just seems like to me that was last week. And it's been all those days and hours. The levees hail, but the winds. Any of you out there still believe that this is man controlling this? You know, because there was a time when I was involved in the church, I believed that. I believed that men could control the weather through their satellites and making all these things happen. I don't know, man, to put that swerve and make that thing come right up. The earth has been having those kind of tornadoes and things come up year after year after year. But here recently, I'm seeing things torn up. And if the big one ever hits California, if it doesn't burn itself out of existence, my friends call me and they ask me, oh, John, everything is burning up in California. How are you? I said, man, I'm in the city basin. It would have to start burning us from the hillside and then burn up all the lower level streets. And then when you come into the basin, that's right before it sinks into the bay. See, if a tsunami hit Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, Venice Beach would be taken out, and I believe that the water would stop coming inland at about La Brea if a giant tsunami hit. I would survive because I am in the basin of the city basin, and that's why they built the city this way. We have a beautiful freeway system. But please don't get on that trying to get out of here, because you just stay home, shelter in, and call upon your God. And if you really want to spend your evenings doing something, watch the movies like The End of the World and all that kind of thing. You know, try to look up that old film. I thought I had it on a DVD. War of the Worlds. Yeah. Is that H.G. Mills? I think it is. War of the Worlds. It was in color. I think Rod Stewart was in it. I'm not sure. But watch movies like that. And people back in the day when I was a kid, the thing was bomb shelters. They were telling us that the Russians were going to attack us and would want to kill us. And I remember I said to my daddy, I said, "Daddy, are you going to build a bomb shelter in the backyard?" And he said, "Boy, that thing wouldn't help." And the atom bomb was rather new then, because my daddy was in World War II, so he greatly remembers Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And he said, "Boy, when they fight wars in the next big one, we won't even feel it. It'll happen so quick." Oh, I remember all that. Well, I just, my heart goes out for all the people in the region that have suffered loss. But then I thank God. You see, I almost paused in saying it. And that's what living on this planet can do. If I'm the only one to say it, I'm going to say it now on my webcast. God, thank you for doing whatever you want to do in your universe with your planet. If we as human beings have so distorted it with our pollution and our foolishness, as well as arrogance, and leaving poisonous things in the sky, killing the beautiful wildlife that you've created, if this is retribution for this upon humankind, let it be done. I thank you, Father, creator of nature itself, for all that you've been in my life, for the fresh foods that I have in my home that I can eat, for the door that's on my front room that can shine in more light during the day, and let everyone know at night that a living soul's heart is beating. Because when these lights go out in this house, oh God, that in no way determines the fact whether God truly exists in the state that we live in. We have discounted God. And in so doing that, I believe that we're suffering. America, just like the other countries, is suffering the judgment of God. The Republicans are blaming President Biden. Biden doesn't have that much power. Nobody has that much power, friends. Mm-mm. This is bigger than Biden. I'd hate to be the president because people expect that man to act like he's God. Here's a question that I have, right? We mad because we lost. We lost what? What were all those people doing over there from America? What were they doing? Were they working over there? Were they reaping the benefit off of maybe the Afghans' backs? I didn't know anybody. What? Why? Why? Why were there the American children over there? For 20 years, somebody was making money. Now, since the Taliban, the people that it appears got more guts because the president, the vice president of Afghanistan, ran out and all the policemen took off their uniforms. And the Taliban now is wearing the policemen's and the Americans' uniforms, using the Americans' weapons to defend their Afghanistan against America. Hello. What script am I reading? That's what I'm trying to find out. What script? Because this is like, ooh, this is something. I must tell you what I was thinking. And it's really crazy. And I'm glad that I can talk about it and put it out there. The religious faith that I had embraced, Christianity, teaches specifically in the Bible that during the end times on the world, that confusion would come about in every way. Well, let me say this. Anybody knows anything about human nature knows that when you got a bunch of people and you can't give them water, food, shelter, that they're going to get a little crazy. That doesn't take much. Every culture and every society has had it. There were great earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, and other natural catastrophes that killed hundreds and millions of people over the hundreds and millions of years that this earth has been here. But the rapid decay of our planet during our generation is the most alarming of all. God is ticked off at us, and I believe that it warrants his wrath. And the Bible tells me that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness. And it's very unrighteous the way we humans have exploited the planet and hating the most intelligent of all the creations, in my estimate. But I don't know, when I look at the way some of these people acting on Facebook and Twitter and tweaking and twacking, I don't know whether humans are the smartest of all the species now. That could be found in question. Oh, my. We have... That's why, you know, I'm the door being put up, it's all insignificant. The door is up now while I'm speaking to you. I'll put up a picture later. I don't feel like it. And you know why I don't? Because I don't want you to celebrate my happiness with me. There are too many people in our country suffering right now. And we should all be on our faces before God asking for forgiveness where we have depleted the planet and have brought about his anger. I know educated people that are scientific would think that I'm out of my mind, but that's what I was thinking today. Now, you can think anything you want to about this. That's what I was thinking today. Well, I don't have to speak all day, petition God's mercy on, I mean, a lot of us, man, especially here in Los Angeles, got a lot of people from Louisiana. My goodness. I haven't heard anyone acknowledge God on any news network concerning the status of our what can I call it? Civilization.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like if somebody wants to come by and spend a few hours and just talk and have a glass of red wine with me, I say, no, not tonight, bro. No. We can't. See, it was during a time when I was pastoring back in the 70s and 80s and 90s and early 2000s when there was a national hurt. The whole nation stopped and prayed. We just didn't look at a president that bowed his head. Joe's kind of ill. I can tell the way he moves because I'm an old man. I'm up there in age like him, and my body, y'all remember me when I was younger. I was moving, wasn't I? I never thought that I'd feel the way I feel now, and I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong. I'm old. I'm 77. And so, you know, that's why I know the importance of taking care of myself. That's very important. But at the same time, I see that cat digging out and cats, ooh. Yeah, he's digging a little hole so he can bury his poo-poo in my turf out there. And that's what they do. You know what? And now he's covering it back up. Yes, he is. Well, anyhow. I just saw that with my eyeballs from the Lucy Coleman studio window. Thank you for coming to my website. I'll try to have more clips up. There's nothing to be too happy about, but I just thought that that would be interesting. Where's God? Haven't heard him mentioned. There's no National Day of Prayer. Nobody say Thursday morning at 9 a.m. New York time. And it'll be 6 a.m. L.A. time, a little earlier in Hawaii. Everybody in the nation should be up crying out to their God for mercy to help in a time of need. I wonder if you'd open up your window at that time and hear your neighbors crying out to God, praying for their neighbors. Think about that. And you can hear it from coast to coast, every state. Shouts coming up to our God that we're sorry for what we've done. See, but you got to pray, and you got to pray the same thing. You can't be saying, oh, God, give me money to build my house back up. And give me all that stuff that got tore up and blown away. No. Come to God with a broken and contrite heart. I know you're not. Because that book that kept me all my life told me that generation after generation of people have forbade God in their lives. And before they bowed down to him, they bowed down to their fake idol gods. And we write into it. Here in the California West Coast area, it's all these people. These youngsters are following after, oh my God. And these people are nothing but shit bags. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. But they're just shit bags. And these young people are following them like they're gods. Okay, I've said enough. Thank you for coming to my website today. Knock on wood. It's 7:09. Time for me to go in there and see what's on Netflix tonight. I'd like to watch at least two interesting movies. And then crash. Thank you for coming to my website.